tie everything else against it.
All right, Mike, almost a second place for him tonight. You were close with JJ a few times, and then the white flag lap, I believe. You saw him come up on his teammate. He had to really slow down. He went to the inside, what he's supposed to do, but at the same time, it was a last lap, and you had maybe one shot at it. It had to be the inside or nowhere.
Yeah, that was the only shot I had. You know, that would have been interesting. Very, I don't know. I got to watch tape. That's exactly what happened there. I was just going for the win. We're not there to finish second, so.
So you wouldn't have been happy with second place. But then again, second place would have been almost a victory for you because the season you've been sitting out most of the season with an injury.
Well, if I knew I was going to wreck, yeah, I would have been. I was going for the win, so. But yeah, it's just one of them deals.
Didn't seem like you had much for him once the green flag laps kept going. Then, granted, the lap traffic would have probably played into your part, being the second-place runner, but so many cautions today, you really didn't have that lap traffic opportunity.
Yeah, my car went away at the end. I should have got a little more aggressive, I guess, at the beginning there. My car was really good, and I was kind of just taking it easy, and then that one long the red flag, and then the other long, just after that, the car just wasn't the same.
Beginning of the race, you and Russ and Jack were running pretty tight there in the beginning, and then Russ went to the inside of him out, not the restart. How close was that of a call for you? It took a lot of cars out.
It was close. I see Russ starting to come back up. It's like, I hope I get through before he's there. So I don't know how close it was, but look, you see him coming back up the track, and I just stayed on the gas and tried to get through.
Were you pretty content running where you were at that point, or do you think maybe Russ wanted to get to the front and maybe catch up to the JJ before maybe he took off?
Everybody, you got to go. They're so close, you got to take advantage when you can. Like I said, I should have took advantage. Probably a little earlier, my car was a lot better the first half of the race than it was the second half of the race. Like, I guess I should have been a little more aggressive at the beginning. But, you know, usually my car comes in better at the end. Today, it didn't happen.
Now, physically, how do you feel? You missed most of the season with a back injury from an accident between turns 3 and 4. This isn't just like running into a 30-lap or a 35-lap feature. This was a 75-lap race. How are you feeling physically?
I feel all right. Of course, adrenaline's going right now, so everything's good. But, the car, you know, it was bent up pretty bad. We just compensated for it, and my crew, they had a heck of a job getting the car together. I thank them, thank my wife, all my sponsors for sticking with me through the ordeal. It's been a long summer, and of course, Denise Merrill for giving me a car, and I don't know what we're going to do next year. I ain't decided yet. It's just these tires suck, and if they stay with these tires, I probably won't be back. So
that's next year, but what about in a couple weeks?
I won't be back.
You're done for the year?
No, the way they're wrecking the cars this year, you think I'm going to come back with these tires? No.
Is the wideness of the tires or this the compound of it or support?
Yeah, they're just, everybody's going to charging the corner so much faster, and when they lose grip, they just go so quick. As for us, usually he could save that car. You know? They just, once they give up, the car just comes around so quick, and you're going in the corners quicker. That's my opinion. I don't know. I haven't raced on them too much this year, but I see a lot of wrecked cars on them.